They lied, they poisoned, and now, finally, justice is on the horizon. The Trump administration is planning to ban COVID vaccines for all Americans, a move that could mark the biggest reversal in medical history and deliver a death blow to Big Pharma. Better late than never, considering the extraordinary damage done. But this isn't just about stopping the shots before they inflict even more harm. It's about accountability. According to insiders, Trump's team is also pushing for full investigations into the architects of the COVID agenda. Gates, Fauci, Big Pharma, and their enablers must be held to account for the deception, the injuries, and the millions of lives lost. If RFK Jr. and President Trump succeed, it will be the first step towards real justice and the beginning of the end for the people who tricked the world. Before we dive in, join the TPV free speech community over on Soju. Soju is a digital space where ideas and information can take place without any annoying algorithms or restrictive rules getting in the way of free expression. And sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cybernation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. Are you ready for a pro-science administration? One that follows real evidence instead of Big Pharma propaganda? The kind that acknowledges the devastation we can all see with our own eyes, rather than the manufactured science pushed by Big Pharma and its army of bought and paid for scientists, academics, and media shills. The tide is turning. COVID vaccines could soon be suspended nationwide under bold new plans backed by top Trump administration health figures. Key advisors, including Dr. Asim Malhotra, are demanding an immediate suspension and full investigation. If these plans move forward, it could mark a historic turning point in US health policy. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, Trump's NIH pick, has signed a petition urging a pause on mRNA shots, citing alarming excess deaths. Kash Patel, who has been nominated as FBI director, has denounced the damage caused by mRNA shots and promoted products that help the body heal. Elon Musk has long declared his pronouns are Prosecute Fauci. And most importantly, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is also signaling support, saying he's open to banning the shots if the science confirms the risks.
You like Bobby, right?
I like Bobby, actually, yeah. I think I supported Bobby Kennedy. I think he's unfairly maligned as someone who is anti-science. But I think he isn't. He just wants to question the science, which is the essence of the science. The scientific method fundamentally is about always questioning the science.
Well, they didn't tell us the truth about COVID.
Correct.
That's for sure.
Yes.
Looks like the jabs are finally getting a real safety test. And this time, we will see the truth. No Big Pharma spin, no scripted propaganda delivered by bought and paid for media mouthpieces, just transparent results for the world to judge for themselves.
95% safe and effective, Mr. Cooper?
Sorry?
95% safe and effective? How do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night fear-mongering a virus with a 99.97% survival rate? How do you sleep at night? Fucking, you're a mass serial killer.
Speaking of mass killers, we now know Fauci lied to President Trump and to the American people. His deception about COVID wasn't just a mistake. It was the biggest lie of omission in American history. And with the devastation that followed, there can be no moving on without justice.
Fauci, when he was sitting there, that SOB knew for a fact that that virus came from the Wuhan lab. He knew that because he had funded the gain-of-function research in that lab, and he had already begun to design a cover-up. And we know that from the emails he sent to a group of researchers, academics, trying to get their support to push that come-from-nature theory. And that's the biggest lie of omission in American history, because if he had simply owned up to the fact that that thing came from the lab, we could have pressured the Chinese to give us the genome sequence, which would have allowed us to design an effective vaccine rather than the crap we wound up getting. And again, Trump got lied to about that, not just by Fauci, but by Pfizer, the drug company.
In what way?
They didn't disclose the side effects of that. And they weren't clear with him. They made him think that it was a true vaccine when it's not.
This is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Fauci. The man is deranged. And there's a mass grave outside New York filled with the bodies of his child victims, orphans, who bear witness to his crimes. He even oversaw experiments implanting aborted baby parts into lab animals. This is who they told us to trust.
Implant aborted baby parts into lab animals? Have you heard of that sort of research?
Yeah, we did an analysis a few years ago showing that over 90% of experiments with using human fetal tissue and putting them involved animals were funded by Fauci's NIAID.
Do you know where they're getting the aborted human fetal tissue?
A lot of it is happening at colleges and universities that have affiliated hospitals that perform that procedure.
Madam Chair, I think we need to look into that as well.
Fauci has a long history of lies and fear-mongering. Back in the 1980s, he spread panic by claiming that children could catch AIDS just by standing near somebody infected. Why? Because he was pushing an experimental drug and hysteria was the key to selling it. Some things never change.
When you say other close contact, give me some examples.
Well, for example, if the close contact of a child is a household contact, perhaps there will be a certain number of cases of individual who are just living with and in close contact with someone with AIDS or at risk of AIDS who does not necessarily have to have intimate sexual contact or share a needle, but just the ordinary close contact.
If you're ready for real science and not Big Pharma-sponsored Fauci-style fear-mongering, you're in luck. A White House insider says that the Trump administration is moving quickly forward towards a full-scale investigation into key pandemic figures, including Fauci and Gates. And with the sheer number of deaths, the punishment must fit the crime, meaning nothing is off the table.
You're not going to hear this on the news, but I need to get this out there. The White House, they're moving, and they're moving fast. This isn't just talk. Trump and his top aides are putting together a full-scale investigation into the jab rollout. Every lie, every deception that's come to light over the past few years, they're lining it all up. The data manipulation, the suppressed trial results, the fake assurances of safety, it's all on the table. And here's the kicker, the perjury. Fauci, Walensky, all of them, they swore under oath. They lied to Congress, and they knew it. That's not a slap on the wrist misdeed. That's serious. And given the number of lives lost, let's just say the people in charge of this investigation aren't ruling anything out. Nothing. This goes all the way to the top, and for the first time, they're not playing defense. They're going after the people who did this. I don't know how long I can talk, but I had to get this out. People need to be ready.
Thanks to people like you, our momentum is unstoppable. We can no longer be ignored. But this is no time to relax. We must see this through, because the enemy is already regrouping and plotting to undo every bit of progress on the horizon. Want to see what real living, breathing evil looks like right here in plain sight? Stay tuned. After this important message from our sponsor, we've got more. The deep state are at war with the Trump administration. In response to Trump's promise to usher in a new golden age, the globalists have begun wrecking the markets and crashing the global economy. That's why top billionaires around the world have already dumped over $133 billion in stocks. They literally want you to own nothing and pretend to be happy. It's no joke. That's why I recently decided to put a lot of my own savings into precious metals, gold and silver. I don't trust the banks, I don't trust governments, and I don't trust big tech with my hard-earned money. Thousands of Americans are now protecting their savings with precious metals, gold and silver. And the experts at Colonial Metals Group are the only guys I trust to help viewers of this channel do the same. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. You'll also get a free gold guide on how to bulletproof your money with gold tax-free. This offer is exclusive to viewers of The People's Voice. The number to call is 888-351-2043. That's 888-351-2043. Or go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/TPV. Welcome to 2025. Pfizer has shifted its focus to oncology, cashing in on the turbo cancer explosion, the very crisis they helped to create with their gene therapy jabs. It would be laughable if it wasn't so tragic. This is not the first time Pfizer has been caught hiding the carcinogenic dangers of their experimental drugs. Just last year, they were forced to pay hundreds of millions to thousands of victims. Of course, the media did everything they could to cover up the scandal. This comes as pro-vaccine evangelists worldwide suddenly changed their tune, desperately trying to save face and stay relevant after making complete fools of themselves. Like all mainstream media, Piers Morgan was paid to push the vaccine narrative. And now, he's being paid to aid the damage limitation.
He's very sceptical, as many people are, about the COVID vaccines, particularly the mRNA vaccines. I was with, for what it's worth, one of the top cancer experts in Britain for lunch a couple of days ago, who was utterly scathing about the long-term impact of the mRNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, and says that they're reaping a whirlwind in the world of cancer, for example, as a result of the vaccines. Not to say that I personally believe they saved many lives, but did we have enough time to examine the potential consequences? Almost certainly not.
Morgan's latest rhetoric marks a dramatic shift from his stance during the pandemic, when he was one of the loudest voices bullying, shaming, and pressuring the public into taking the vaccine.
But I got led down a line which I wish I hadn't been led down. I'll give an example. When the scientists said, if you have the vaccine, you can't transmit the virus, I believed them. And I became wrongly censorious, really badly censorious. I was saying to people, if you don't have it now, knowing that if you have it, you can't transmit the virus, you're going to go and kill old people, you're going to kill people. It's not about you, it's about the people you may infect and kill. And it turned out to be completely wrong. They later said, months and months later, actually, there's no difference whether you have the vaccine or not in terms of transmitting the virus. And at that point, I realized I'd been misled completely.
Had you already gotten the vaccine?
Yeah.
If Piers Morgan was sincere, he'd be apologizing, not making excuses. He'd be facing the families of those killed and maimed by the jabs he pushed with his platform. But it gets even worse. The criminal cartel is still operating in plain sight. Did you know Moderna received $590 million for mRNA vaccine development from the Department of Health and Human Services the day after Trump's inauguration? Meanwhile, deep in the heart of the European Union, the globalist elites are desperately pushing their newest mRNA gene therapy, still trying to brainwash the masses into compliance. Seriously, in 2025, after everything we now know about this technology, this isn't just corruption, this is real evil.
A better world also means a healthier world. And vaccination is our best chance to do this. Vaccines have saved millions of lives in the past 50 years. But right now, millions of children are still at risk. They need vaccines. So we must continue to support vaccination around the world. And today, I am pleased to pledge $290 million for Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance. Each child should be protected. And more will come. Together with Gavi, we have the goal to vaccinate 500 million children by 2030. Europe will do its fair share. You can count on us, my friends.
Ask yourself, did that sound like a promise or a threat? The threat is still real, which is why brave whistleblowers must be protected and heard. As Montana and Idaho push to become the first states to ban mRNA technology, the world needs to listen to their testimony.
Good morning. My name is Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, and I've been invited here today to testify to the truth before the legislators of Idaho. The information I'm presenting is made as a protected communication under Title 10 USC 1034 as a whistleblower. My opinions are my own and do not reflect that of the United States Army, the DOD, or any entity thereof.
Insurance companies figured that if there was something catastrophic that happened to the United States, they would see a 10% increase in all-cause morbidity and mortality. 10%, for just like an unprecedented, catastrophic, you know, natural event or something that happened in the United States.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
40% is, no one's even calculated that. I mean, that's never been factored into what things would look like. It's apocalyptic.
In my 15 years as a doctor taking care of soldiers, I have never seen this litany of debilitating and potentially deadly medical conditions in soldiers. These conditions included strokes, transient ischemic attacks, pericarditis, myocarditis, erratic heart rates, arrhythmias, rapid onset and progression of various cancers to include testicular cancer, esophageal cancer, brain tumors, neuroendocrine tumors, spinal tumors, thyroid dysfunction, multiple sclerosis, cognitive impairment, persistent severe insomnia, suppression of the immune system, unprovoked blood clots in the splenic and portal vein, avascular necrosis, liver dysfunction, menstrual irregularities, and miscarriages.
Well, I think if you look at the 5.3.6 post-marketing analysis report, the 1,291 adverse events, I don't think those came as diagnostic tests. I think they came as confirmatory tests. You ordered a product, you wanted the product to kill people. Hey, stockholders, we got exactly what you ordered.
Here at the People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elites, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, spread this video far and wide, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our awesome community and support the channel. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.